What's going on, man? You're checking out CPG Radio. We got a lot to get into this episode, so let's go ahead and get into it.
Well, he was one of the biggest names in music, vaulting to fame with songs like I Believe, I Can Fly, Bump and Grind, and Ignition. Tonight, R. Kelly now faces the possibility of spending the rest of his life behind bars and stands convicted of using his fame and the network of people at his disposal to sexually abuse women, girls, and boys. Late today, a federal jury found R. Kelly guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking involving interactions with six women. Over the course of the six-week trial, prosecutors laid out in harrowing and graphic detail how R. Kelly was the ringleader of a criminal enterprise that bolstered his music, his image, and his sexual gratification by recruiting women and girls for sex, holding them against their will, and threatening them if they misbehaved. Some of the most gripping testimony came from a woman who said R. Kelly whisked her to his Chicago recording studio, where she was kept locked up and was drugged before sexually assaulted by him while she was passed out. We're standing by to talk with R. Kelly's former bodyguard, but first, our Stephanie Ramos leads us off.
Tonight, after decades of suspicion and allegations, it took just 9 hours of deliberation for a Brooklyn jury to find R&B singer R. Kelly guilty on all counts. The singer, facing decades in prison for 8 counts of sex trafficking and 1 count of racketeering, alleging Kelly was the leader of an enterprise made up of individuals who would, quote, recruit women and girls to engage in illegal sexual activity with Kelly, arranging for them to travel to concerts throughout the United States.
Today's guilty verdict forever brands R. Kelly as a predator who used his fame and fortune to prey on the young, the vulnerable, and the voiceless for his own sexual gratification. To the victims in this case, your voices were heard and justice was finally served.
Over the course of 6 weeks, jurors hearing testimony from 50 witnesses, some of them victims, women, boys, and girls at the time. Gloria Allred represents several of the witnesses.
I have been practicing law for 47 years. During this time, I have pursued many sexual predators who have committed crimes against women and children. Of all the predators that I have pursued, however, Mr. Kelly is the worst.
ABC's Michael Strahan spoke with R. Kelly's longtime assistant, Diana Copeland, in August.
They asked me during the trial, did you notice their reaction with males? And I did. They didn't want to speak to the males. In fact, sometimes they would ask me to interact with the males.
So they didn't want to speak to the males, or were they told not to speak to the males?
Well, that part's piece I can't speak to because I don't know if they were told, but I would say that you can pretty much surmise that that was probably the case.
One of Kelly's survivors testifying at the trial, saying she was a member of his fan club and she was just 16 years old when she met him.
No one deserves what they experienced at his hands or the threats and harassment they faced in telling the truth about what happened to them. We hope that today's verdict brings some measure of comfort and closure to the victims.
During the trial, Kelly's defense team alleging that accusers were just jilted lovers. Tonight, his lawyers saying they plan to appeal today's decision.
Of course, Mr. Kelly is disappointed. He was not anticipating this verdict because based on the evidence, why should he anticipate this verdict?
Kelly also facing a slew of other state and federal charges in multiple states stemming from abuse allegations. Among the women mentioned during testimony, famed R&B singer Aaliyah, who died in 2001. Prosecutors argued in a separate case that she forged her age on her birth certificate in order to marry R. Kelly when she was just 15 years old. One of the final witnesses in the trial described him abusing Aaliyah in 1993 when she was just 13 or 14 years old.
That was not a couple. That was an abusive connection where someone trusted her producer and was preyed upon. I didn't want to bring this up, but over the years and after watching Surviving R. Kelly, I felt it was an obligation as a fan, as a journalist, and as a woman to address it.
A representative for R. Kelly said the singer didn't know Aaliyah was underage.
15 is not of the age of legal consent, right? I mean, right.
Except that my understanding is that she did not claim to be 15. And in order to get married, she had to lie about her age.
And he is saying that he had no idea.
No idea.
In July 2019, he was arrested after a federal grand jury indicted him on 13 counts, including child pornography, enticement of a minor, and obstruction of justice. That trial was pushed back several times, in part to allow the Brooklyn trial to go first. And in February 2019, Kelly turning himself in after Cook County State's attorney charged him with multiple counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. R. Kelly has denied those allegations.
Are you innocent?
The furor over the R. Kelly sex abuse was reignited after a Lifetime documentary detailed allegations of sexual abuse by R. Kelly.
Can you describe the physical abuse? I wish that I would have been able to see the fullness of the monster I was dealing with.
Kelly has long denied all accusations of sexual misconduct and claimed his innocence in a testy 2019 interview on CBS This Morning.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life.
He has consistently protested rather loudly against these claims against him. Stephanie Ramos joins us now. So what comes next, and what kind of sentence is R. Kelly looking at?
So R. Kelly is scheduled to be sentenced May 4th of 2022, and prosecutors today said Kelly faces a mandatory minimum of 10 years behind bars and up to life in prison, Lindsay.
And give us a sense of the reaction pouring in from this verdict.
Lindsay, so much reaction pouring in, especially on social media. So many people saying they just can't believe it's taken this many years to prosecute R. Kelly on his alleged sex crimes. Others saying that justice has finally been served. But there are, of course, supporters of the singer. But for the majority of the people out there, what we've seen is that they're feeling relieved by this verdict.
Lindsay. Yeah, many saying that the action was not taken criminally until that documentary came out. Stephanie Ramos, our thanks to you. And for more on this verdict, we bring in Jim Kratz, R. Kelly's childhood friend and former bodyguard. Jim, thank you so much for coming on the show. Listen, in past interviews, you've said that you wish that you had done more early on to stop R. Kelly. What's your reaction tonight to this guilty verdict?
Lindsay, it's just sad for everyone involved. The young women, his children, fans, it's almost like if someone has terminal cancer, you kind of are ready for an outcome, but when it happens, it's still kind of numbing, and I'm torn a little bit, to be honest with you.
And have you spoken with Dre at all, who of course is R. Kelly's ex-wife, mother of his three children, really like a sister to you? How's she responding to this verdict?
I haven't today. I would imagine, you know, she's probably in disbelief, even though I think she was pretty prepared for it. I imagine I will. I'm just really worried about her kids, you know, the three children. This has got to be extremely hard.
And Jim, I know we've talked in the past, you also said it in the Surviving R. Kelly documentary, that when R. Kelly was tried that first time in Chicago, you said that when he came back, the verdict came back not guilty, you said you felt relieved. Why the change then with today's guilty verdict?
Because of what I found out literally over the last 6 years in terms of people I've talked to, you know, Drea, to find out certain facts that I didn't know 20 years ago. 20 years ago, it was not a litany of people, it was probably four or five individuals. And of course, when it's your friend, you're gonna back your friend, but just hearing and talking to some of the victims and hearing some of the testimonials and seeing the evidence, some of the things I know to be true were just kind of shocking.
I can understand the idea of wanting to back your friend. You know, you've known R. Kelly since you were both teenagers. You were 15 when you first met. You've talked about seeing him change over the years. But even if somebody is your friend, you might see some red flags early on. Were there any indicators for you that you went back later and you thought, oh, I guess that didn't quite add up?
Yes. In hindsight, yeah, there were, Lindsay. You know, when you're younger, when you're in your late 20s, and certain things, when you look back on it, yeah, you're like, oh wow, that makes sense, or there were some things, and it troubles me. I'm not gonna lie about that. Certain things that I really can't talk about that I absolutely wish I had had a foothold in and done something about.
The jury agreed with prosecutors that R. Kelly's sex abuse amounted to a criminal enterprise, as his former friend and bodyguard. Did you see evidence of that kind of widespread operation? Were there other people who were around him that you were concerned about early on?
Not during the time that I was around. You gotta remember, Lindsay, we're going from 15 until probably the second album. I got married shortly thereafter, and I wasn't really around during the 2001-2003 period. So I can't speak on what happened, you know, from 2000 on. We were still cool. I still see him, but I wasn't in the studio like that, like I was for the first couple of albums. I can tell you this, if I was, it'd be probably a different outcome. If there were a couple few of us that were childhood friends that were around, there'd probably be a different outcome versus a lot of people that are around him that I consider yes men.
Is there anything that you'd like to say to his survivors tonight, to the many accusers and victims?
I hope this brings them some solace. I pray for them. And I know they've been through a lot, and I've spoken with a lot of them. It's a lot. And trust me, I've had long conversations with quite a few of them, and they're hurting and still battling this 20 years later. It's almost like a form of PTSD. It's not going away. A lot of them have, got therapy. So I just hope this brings some sort of solace. But Lindsay, it's a monumental tragedy all the way around. I mean, this is almost like a great tragedy. I mean, to see someone that you were friends with, poor, grow up, we were in the L, when he was singing for Change, and then become, at one point, the number one superstar, in the world at one point, and working with everyone, to the fall like this, it's literally like a great tragedy.
I understand that there's a lot that you want to say that you cannot say publicly, at least. So I do appreciate what you can share. And thank you so much for your time and talking with us tonight, Jim.
Thank you, Lindsay. Appreciate it.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos.
All right. So, of course, I wasn't there or anything like that. But my thing is this. Who the fuck raised you motherfuckers? Honestly. Really. You're going to tell me you don't know right from fucking wrong. You're going to be somebody's friend who, if you believe that their actions are fucking sketchy or whatever, whether you have kids or not, or whether you have a mother or not, or anything like that, you cannot tell me that you're going to sit here and just turn a blind eye. If so, then your priorities are fucked up. You can use that friend shit all fucking day long. Right is right, wrong is fucking wrong. And the reason why I say this and I can speak like this is because I have children. I have sons. I have a daughter. But if the actions and behavior to somebody who is my friend, or somebody who I work for, or anything else like that is sketchy, or I don't know something but I hear stuff, or anything else like that, no, you cannot come at me and tell me this shit. You cannot come and tell me this. Now, if he's guilty and he really did it and things like that, I'm not saying he did do it, I'm not saying he didn't do it. I'm just giving you my opinion and what my issues are about this situation. Where all these fucking people, the victims, the assistants, the bodyguards, the friends, the producers, Everybody should be held accountable, not just R. Kelly. Not just R. Kelly, everybody that was involved. You want to bring up Aaliyah? Okay. Do I honestly think that Aaliyah lied about her age to get married and R. Kelly didn't know? If so, then you're pretty fucking slow. You want to have a relationship with a female and you do not know how old she is. Yes, of course, men and women lie. Boys and girls lie. But again, who raised you? You know right from wrong. You know if you go out and you kill somebody, you know if it's right or wrong. You know what's breaking the law and what is not. So, if this is true, and everything else like that, then everybody should be held accountable, not just R. Kelly. The bodyguard should be held accountable. The assistants should be held accountable. All the yes men should be held accountable. They shouldn't get immunity if that's what they got to testify about what they saw or what they seen. Why should it take so long for people to do the right thing and get off of their fucking ass? Who the fuck raised you? Who did? And even if you were raised the wrong way, you know what breaking the law is, period. You know if you get drunk, you swerve down the street, a cop sees you, you know your ass is going to get pulled over and go to jail. You know if you have a suspended license and you get pulled over, you're going to jail. You know that if a cop stops you in a car or walking down the street and you have a warrant and they run your name, you know you are going to jail. You know right from fucking wrong. It surprises me how motherfuckers act like they are so dumb and so stupid, and you worked for this man for years and nothing ever looked shady to you or funny to you. Miss me with this fucking bullshit. Honestly, if you're a bodyguard for me or anybody and you think something is off, you think something is foul, you're going to continue to work for this person? You're supposedly this person's friend, but you want to still remain their friend. A friend should know who his friends are. So your priorities are fucked up, Mr. Bodyguard. Mrs. Assistant. And I get it, maybe you didn't see everything, but then don't say that you're somebody's friend. Anybody that I call my friend, I know personal stuff about them, otherwise I wouldn't call them my friend. So I think everybody should be held accountable. Honestly, everybody. Everybody should be held accountable. And that's just me. Right is right, wrong is wrong. Plain and simple. This is just my opinion. You guys can chime in if you like. You're more than welcome to leave voice comments on the show. Or you can hit us up on Facebook and social media and everything else like that if you have a comment about this or you have an opinion about this. Or you can even, come on the show if you like and explain your opinion. But to me, everybody should be held accountable. Period. But it's funny to me that this happened for decades, supposedly. And okay then. Yeah, okay. But that just means everybody was more worried about a check or being around R. Kelly because he's famous, to get some kind of fame, clout, money, whatever. Right is right, wrong is wrong, plain and simple. I do separate the two. I separate R. Kelly's music from him being a person, because that was his job. That's what you do. If I have a friend that is a janitor, his profession separates him from who he is. I don't sit there and say, oh, my friend the janitor. No. So, I mean, I'm a fan of R. Kelly. I've always been a fan of R. Kelly and his music. I'm going to be a fan of R. Kelly. R. Kelly's music. I don't believe that what a person does for a living reflects on who they are. If a person is working at McDonald's, it's just a job. It's how you make a living. I'm not going to sit there and call my friend at McDonald's or anything like that. I mean, honestly, that's just how it is. I think that people should separate the music from the person. And I've always felt this way. Always felt this way. So, to me, like I said, I think all of the people, whether they testified or anything, they gave a statement, I think they all should be held accountable. All of them. Every single one of them. They should not get immunity to testify because now you want to come out and say things could have been different. Things would have been different if I knew this. But you continued to work for this man. You continued to work for him, collect a check, and claim you was his friend. It took you 6 years to figure out something was off. Either you're fucking slow, you're fucking retarded, or you don't give a fuck. Pick the fucking option, you clown. Or you clowns. Now, I'm not defending R. Kelly. I'm giving you my opinion. Because I wasn't there. I don't know. But everybody is today a tough guy. Because you can hide behind social media. You can hide behind your apps. You can hide behind all of this. So, it's easy to post things on Facebook, any type of social media platform, and say what you want to say. But it took 6 years, so many decades for all these people to come forward. Why? Who the fuck raised you? As far as Aaliyah goes, there were reports and rumors and statements that said R. Kelly was sleeping with Aaliyah and Aaliyah's mother. So why aren't people talking about that? Why aren't people talking about that then? You want to come out and discuss Aaliyah? Rest in peace. But you want to come out and talk about Aaliyah? Mom? Where's mom at? Why did they allow this to happen? Why did they allow that to happen? Because a person being a father, and I am a father, and I have a daughter, I am not going let alone, I don't care who it is, R. Kelly, I don't care if it's Nelly, I don't care if it's Dr. Dre, I don't care if it's anybody like that. I'm not going to trust anyone with my child alone if they are a minor. Plain and simple, until I know you. So all of these parents of these young women, I watched the Surviving R. Kelly. Okay. And you want to come out and fine. Perfectly understandable, acceptable, but why did it take so long? You're scared of R. Kelly. But yet we have a whole world full of badasses today who claim they are crazy, who claim they are this, who claim they are that. Well, show and prove, motherfucker. Show and prove. You can't come out after decades and say this or say that, and people are probably going to get upset with me. You don't understand. You have no idea how I understand. None at all. So, the whole point of CBG Radio, in short, was to explain more about myself, but I decided to give you all types of shows and content. So yes, we do short shows, we do long shows, we're going to have a lot of content for you, we're going to be bringing new shows and things like this. However, we're going to stick to the script. So all of these people that want to claim to be the victim, and maybe you are, I'm not saying you're not a victim, but why does it take so long? Why does it take so long? People know right from wrong. It is what it is. So either you were there for your own agenda, your own money, your own claim to fame. Everybody should be charged. You shouldn't get immunity just because you testify. Because if you knew or even had one doubt in your mind that R. Kelly was this way, you should have bounced. You should have helped. You can't get on TV now and do interviews and cry and act sad or do anything like that to me. No, I do not believe in excuses. If I do something wrong, then I do something wrong. If I know it was wrong, then I know it was wrong. But if I do something right, then I know what's right. Everybody today is the victim, and this is embarrassing to me. This is honestly embarrassing to me. So, I'm not defending R. Kelly. I'm not going against R. Kelly. I'm a fan of R. Kelly. I'm a fan of his music. I will always be a fan of his music. I bump R. Kelly still today. But a bodyguard, your job is to protect R. Kelly from physical danger. R. Kelly hired you for a reason. So you allowed this to happen knowing whatever it is that you know. I just don't understand this. I really don't. I don't understand the people. I really don't understand the people that come out and testify now. I can understand if it wasn't as many people or complaints or rumors or anything else like that. But apparently this has been going on for decades. So all these people either were scared of this man, or scared they were going to lose their check, or scared they was going to be removed from R. Kelly. They had their priorities wrong. You're more worried about a check, but now, I guess you don't have that check, so now you want to come and say this and say that, oh, things would have been different. Why did it take 6 years for things to be different? Why? That's your friend. You want to claim him as your friend. Then you should know your friend. You should know your friend. And I don't have a lot of friends because I don't trust anybody. The friends that I do have, I trust them. If they did something like that, me being a father, or they were accused of something like that, it would be a conversation we would have to have. If I didn't like the conversation, or I had a doubt in my mind, or anything else like that, then I have to separate myself from you. Plain and simple. You guys need to get it together and stop thinking the way you think. This is just my opinion. So, we're going to go to the Breakfast Club and see what they have to say about R. Kelly.
Will Smith trying to separate the image of Will Smith from who he actually is. And it. R. Kelly has been found guilty of racketeering, including acts of bribery and sexual exploitation of a child, along with separate charges of sex trafficking. He faced a total of 9 counts, mm-hmm. and he's been found guilty. So,
what does that mean? How much time does he face?
He faces decades, and by the way, he still has legal battles after this. In the Northern District of Illinois, he faces more federal charges, including child pornography and obstruction charges. He also faces criminal charges in Minnesota for 2 counts of engaging in prostitution with a minor, and Illinois state charges for aggravated criminal sexual abuse. And he has pleaded not guilty to all charges. He does deny any wrongdoing. An attorney for R. Kelly also said they're considering filing an appeal and that they're disappointed in the verdict. But yeah, his right. sentencing is scheduled for May 4th.
And the people around him should be charged, too. The
Thank
people
you.
That allowed that to happen, seen it happen.
Exactly.
And helped him.
Yes.
They should be charged as well. Because he didn't do this by himself. I'm sure his staff,
right.
his people, his management team, like whoever was around him and allowed that to happen, if they allowed that to happen, they should be charged as well.
All You're right.
So we'll keep you updated
exactly.
On
exactly. Envy could not have said it better himself. He could not have said it better. Envy couldn't have said it better. I could have said it better. Perfect. That's the point I'm trying to make. Because if you listen to the top of the news clip that I played announcing the verdict was guilty, they said empire. R. Kelly was the leader of an empire. Or whatever they said. But he was the main one. So where is everybody else? Why did you just lock up the main guy? If anything, these people helped him, they should be held accountable the same fucking way. The same fucking way. This is just what I think. So make sure you guys come hit us up on Facebook, hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, any YouTube, anything. I would love to know your opinions, your comments. You're entitled to have your opinion. You're entitled to have your comments. You may not agree with me. You may agree with me. It's fine. I get it. I wouldn't want anybody to censor me from me being able to speak my mind. So therefore, drop your comments. Send me your messages. You can leave voice clips here on the Anchor app, everything else like that. So by all means, make some noise. Let's hear it. I mean, this is, it's crazy to me. And like I said, if R. Kelly is guilty, then he is guilty. So be it. I wasn't there. But these other people want to get on now, TV, social media, YouTube, and, oh, that is wrong. That's wrong. No, if I knew that this was going to happen, I would have did something. You're his friend. Apparently you really wasn't as close to R. Kelly as you think you were, motherfucker. That's just it. So, as soon as we get the sentencing, which I believe is going to be in May of next year, we will discuss this and talk about this as well. But my thing is just like you can take the T.I. and Tiny situation with the accusations of them drugging people and having sex with them, men and women. But today, there is a lack of ambition. There is a lack of hustle. It's just a lacking generation. People use social media, different platforms for stupid shit. Honestly, you've seen people get shot on Facebook Live talking shit, then they get shot, then they're crying. Oh, I thought you was hard. All of this. You censored R. Kelly. Okay. Well, if that's the case, then censor everybody with accusations or things like this. Don't do anything half-assed. Do it 100%. I'm a fan of T.I. These accusations came out. We're going to talk about this on another episode and play clips and everything else like that. Then I'm going to get a female's point of view and bring a female on here. And any other females or males that would love to come on and discuss this or give us your views or your thoughts or your opinions on this, by all means, we will set up a whole show just for you guys to speak on this. But like I said, a person's profession does not reflect who they personally are. I don't believe that. Just because a female is a stripper doesn't mean, oh, you know, I'm gonna go holler at my stripper friend. You don't approach them that way. What up, stripper? What up, prostitute? What up, drug dealer? What up, crackhead? What up, pill popper? And those are not professions. I mean, at the end, I'm just saying, you know, everybody wants to label everything nowadays. Everybody. Because everybody has an opinion, which is completely fine. But some of these opinions are just mind-blowing and stupid. They're just completely stupid. Who the fuck raised you all? Now, we'll move on and speak a little bit about the T.I. situation. But I definitely want to know what you guys think about the verdict of R. Kelly, about the music of R. Kelly. Everybody wants to talk about Aaliyah, but again, nobody wants to talk about Aaliyah's mother or father or uncle or anybody else. Why? The other thing that I want to discuss about this R. Kelly before we move on to T.I., because before we get to the T.I. situation, we're going to discuss this. The only way for all of these young ladies or young men were all wanting a musical career. So your only way to get a record deal is to deal with R. Kelly? I don't see that. I really do not see that. Dr. Dre did not need anybody to get where he is today. Yes, he had help along the way, but he was going to find a way regardless to make beats, to be a rapper, to be a businessman. And the crazy thing about it is, when I created CBG Radio over a decade ago, I didn't need a famous rapper, a famous producer to co-sign for me to get me on this. I found a way to do it myself. Did famous artists, producers, and people like that eventually help my show in some kind of way? Of course. Of course. But everything that you do in life, you have to work for. If you want to start your own business, you have to work hard at that. If you want to be a manager, a supervisor, anything like that, you have to work hard for these things. You have to. If you want to be an artist, you want to be a producer, you're not born knowing how to push those buttons, how to make beats. You have to learn. And it's great if you have somebody like an R. Kelly, like a Dr. Dre, like a Snoop Dogg, like an Ice Cube, like an Eazy-E. But there's other ways to do it. R. Kelly is not the only way for you to get a record deal. I have always wanted to do things my own way, on my own. So when I created CPG Radio, I knew I was not going to have a fan base. I knew I was not going to do this. And this was way before podcasts came out. I call CBG Radio CBG Radio because that's exactly what it is. You guys can call it a podcast all you like, but I try to give you everything that you get from a radio and more. I found a way to distribute my show when we first started. The very first few shows were pre-recorded. The more research I did, I found websites that were free in the beginning, like Blog Talk Radio. Now, Blog Talk blew the fuck up, but I was one of the first people on Blog Talk Radio. And we did, I don't know how many shows over there over the years, because we were able to go live for free. We were able to have a switchboard where people can call in for free. Just like right now, CBG Radio is on so many platforms, so many different sites. We are on Facebook, we are on YouTube, we are on Twitter, we are on Instagram, we are on SoundCloud, we are on MixCloud. We're on Spotify, we're on Apple Music, we're on Anchor, we're on YouTube. We're on more platforms than that, and we're going to continue to keep being on different platforms. You will get different content from each different type of website and app that we can distribute. Plain and simple. You cannot tell me that your only claim to fame to have a music career is to be around R. Kelly. It will help. Yes, of course it will help. But come on now. This is crazy to me. I am not angry or upset about the verdict. If R. Kelly is guilty, he is guilty. And he should be locked away. Right is right, wrong is wrong. I'm going to continue to be a fan of R. Kelly's music. R. Kelly's music is timeless. And people can say, oh, well, listen to this song, and listen to that song, and listen to Aaliyah. Age ain't nothing but a number. Okay. Jay-Z and Dame Dash were both supposedly fighting over Aaliyah. After the R. Kelly stuff. So my thing is, hold everybody accountable. Separate a person from their profession. So I believe I can fly. Is a song you guys question? I'm Your Angel with Celine Dion. Is a song that you should question? And yes, R. Kelly has many, many, many songs about sex, about this, about that. I've just separated the music from the man. Because yes, if R. Kelly is guilty, by all means, lock him up. But think about things. Don't be so quick to rush and automatically say this. People should get all the facts, all of this, before they make an opinion. And you're entitled to your opinion, period. But most people just run off at the mouth nowadays. So like I said, you guys feel free to chime in. Hit us up on any one of our sites that we are on. I would love to hear you guys' opinion, your thoughts on this. So make sure you hit us up. Now let's get to this T.I. Alright, so T.I. dropped a song a week ago after the charges were dropped, I believe, in California for the accusations of him and his wife engaging in sexual activity with men and apparently women as well, that they drugged. I feel the same way about T.I. I am a fan of T.I. But if, of course, nobody deserves that. That seems to be the going saying for things. Nobody deserves this. There's a lot of things in this world that people don't deserve. This is obvious. So I want to get into this track. Now, we're going to play this song from T.I. that he dropped a week ago. But when we do the T.I. show about these accusations, and I play clips from these girls who got online and said what they said, everything else like that, you know, we'll get into that. So T.I. dropped a new track called Puck 'Em. Let's check it out.
Okay, look, what that shit they say. 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 Okay, what that shit they say. What that shit they say. Listen, lie that hoe with the shit that upset, cause the ass ain't up yet. Listen, I ain't never gave no fuck by the bitch if a dear hoe give me my fuck back. Listen, never give a fuck about them. Pretty hoe stay in my DM. I ain't never had a problem getting trimmed. Little mama, your pussy ain't worth per diem. Heavyweight, now ain't gotta stand no gym. Line them up, knock them down, bim, bim, bim. Tilt my brim, baby, I'm not him. They gon' stand in line for it like in my museum. All my life, me and my wife, running this city, can't snatch these stripes. We don't care what they talking about. Fuck them lies, yeah, mad, cause the bankroll ain't this side. Mass on, we outside. Tell these boys, shawty, we gon' slide. Anything we ever lose over life, people told on us, we the never was lies. Back to the game, nigga, come try. Put it on my shame, but yeah, get fried. All on IG, nigga, won't try me. See me in real life, won't walk by me. Hold up, we ain't never seen these type of sit of me, a supreme bang. Nigga, king skin as a string bang. In the crowd scene, and the ring ring. On the game changer, see a green thing. Nigga, talk tough, they don't mean things. All of my jury on high beam, my respect level on high steam. Said high school, be doing my thing. Stay strapped straight like lightning. That why your opinion more like no opinion. Never gave a fuck about a who opinion. You know, some told me not to go up in. You probably parallel, broke a portion. You're getting tall money, but I'm short tempered. If you broke weak, I don't fuck with you. Nigga, fuck that shit they say. Fuck that shit they talking about. Fuck that shit they say. Fuck that shit they talking about, nigga. Fuck that shit they saying. Fuck 'em. Fuck that shit they talking about. Fuck that shit they saying. Fuck that shit they talking about. One thing never changed today. Nigga tip never did play. And listen, I don't hate you if you gay, but nigga, I'm saying what the fuck I wanna say. That's really all I care about in my family and the city of Atlanta. Been the shit with dealer dancers. Ain't no way for you to cancel. And my comment with that dumb shit to be under, you can vanish. Ain't no back and forth, no banter. I'm not here for you to handle. You don't like me, change the channel. I'm there too, so to be you. Nigga, what I care, you don't like what I do. Nigga, I ain't tryna be nothing like you. Nigga, I'm just living life, increasing my portfolio. And that you now we're tracing with the mind of temple property. Damn right, we all. And my old school way down, like we stuck this crap on Charlie and like me. I said in your face, I ain't tryna be subtle. Don't speak my truth, down like me. Fuck that shit they say. Fuck that shit they talking about. Fuck that shit they say. Fuck that shit they talking about, nigga. Fuck that shit they saying. Fuck em. Fuck that shit they talking about. Fuck that shit they say. Fuck that shit they talking about, bitch.
You checking out CBG Radio, man. That was a song by T.I. called Fuck 'Em that he dropped last week. Of course, you know, that Lil Jon beat, that Lil Jon sample with Lil Jon in the video. So make sure y'all go check it out right now. It's over 500,000 views. Dropped on September 20th, 2001. We still got to get Sniper Loke in the building. I want to know what Sniper Loke thinks about this Ja Rule Fat Joe battle. We're going to do another show about that. We're going to talk about this R. Kelly shit again. We're going to talk about some T.I. shit. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. We got to get to UFC. We got to get to the NFL scores. We got to get to a lot of things. So we're going to have a lot more shows. We're setting up interviews. We're booking people right now. So, DJs, artists, producers, promoters, managers, everything. Feel free to hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, MixCloud, YouTube, everything. Hit us up. Send me your mixes. You guys want to do some mixes, some DJ stuff, let's get it. Send me your mixes. You know, if it's dope, but we'll help you out, promote you, play your mixes, things like that. Producers, you got some dope beats, send them over. Send them over. Artists, you got some dope songs, send them over. Send them over. R&B, hip-hop, whatever. Send it over. You guys get the email off of the Facebook, everything else like that. I mean, we have to get into a lot of stuff. CBG Radio is back. We're going to introduce new shows. CBG Radio presents Black Moon Monday coming real soon. Make sure you look for that. We're actually going to have the host of Black Moon Monday in the building very, very soon. So make sure you stay looking for that. We're going to talk about everything. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about men. We're going to talk about women. We're going to talk about everything you can think of. Everything. And if you got a suggestion that we should talk about, by all means, feel free to hit me up at the inbox. You guys are checking out CBG Radio, man. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure you subscribe and everything else like that. And trust me, by all means, we will get back to normal. Everything is just really kind of on the fly right now, but we got so much things going on. We're setting up everything. And like I said, make sure you go check us out on SoundCloud, make sure you check us out on MixCloud, make sure you check us out on YouTube. There will be all kinds of different content on each one of our platforms that we have. So appreciate you guys listening. We're gonna start an OnlyFans. We're gonna start subscriptions strictly for Anchor, strictly for YouTube, with exclusive content. CBG Radio is all uncensored hip-hop and R&B, a promotional radio show. So you guys don't try to come and sue me or anything else like that for me promoting your shit. Okay? We've had this issue previously in the past, and it didn't work. So let's not do that. I appreciate you guys checking out CBG Radio. I will try to drop some more episodes for you as soon as I can. So make sure you keep it tuned to CBG Radio. Peace.